The governing body of WMNF, the Nathan B. Stubblefield Foundation, is seeking applications for the board of directors. You may find the application on our website, WMNF.org, in the About section, or call 813-238-8001 and ask to be emailed an application. The deadline to apply is Friday, October 1st at 5 o'clock. That's October 1st at 5 o'clock.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 Tampa WMNF. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We're here every week, Fridays at 2 p.m. We have new music, new musicians every single week. Most of them are homegrown, the pride of the Tampa Bay area. And today we have a local musician, extremely talented. She's going to be on the bill at Gasparilla Music Festival tomorrow. If you are a person who's going to be at Gasparilla Music Festival today, tomorrow, or Sunday, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We're doing a live stream right now from our Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page and comment. Let us know how it sounds. Let us know what you think about the show. Today, we are joined by Noan Partley. Hi.
Hello.
It's great to see you.
Oh, it's good to be here.
It's great to meet you, finally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's good to put a face with lots of Instagram messaging.
Yeah, exactly. your music is so interesting and so eclectic. I was super excited when we got when we found out we had the chance to have you on the show. I'm thrilled that you're here, personally. She's going to share some of her music with us today. We're going to learn a little bit about where it comes from, where she comes from, and where she's going to be going as well, because like all the artists on this show, we like to keep everyone informed about where they can find their music, where they can find their performances, all of that stuff. So in addition to Gasparilla Music Fest, you have a show going on tonight as well.
Yeah, so it's at this nonprofit in Lakeland called Lakeland Live. They do like comedy shows and sketch comedy. They do a lot of stuff, actually. There's a pretty wide range of things that they feature for the community. It is a free show. You're welcome to make a donation if you are able to come. It's first Friday, so they'll have like their big bay doors open, so it's really easy to just kind of walk on through, come and have a beer, and listen to us ladies throw down some harmonies for you.
I love it. That's awesome. Speaking of donations, you can always go to WMNF.org and donate whatever you can afford, whatever you can spare. It helps keep the lights on here at the station, helps keep great programming on the air, and helps us keep, you know, supporting the local music scene with shows like this. So without further ado, as I always like to say, I would love to hear a song.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm a little nervous now.
Are you? I love it. That's okay.
I was completely fine 10 minutes ago, and then now it's just too real. Okay. This was a song that's on the one album that I have out. It's called Tighter.
condemn. Won't you hold me tighter? Can't you hold me tighter, man? This fire burning up and down my spine, till I see, till I can't bend anymore. Oh, me and oh, my mistakes. Rewrite me down to my core.
Listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF. That there's a few things here. Let me unpack. you have such a beautiful, effortless voice.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
And the musicians here that are listening to the show, we are often talking about the nerdier side of things. As a musician myself, you know, I find myself always wanting to dive into that a little bit without boring the general public in general. But
right on.
Your finger picking, and I love the way that you play that guitar. Are you a guitarist first or a banjo player first?
Oh, 100% guitar. Yeah, definitely.
Lots of sound.
Sorry.
All
quick
right.
Adjustments here.
A couple of technical things going on.
No, sure. It's definitely guitar. In fact, I don't know that I would call myself a banjoist.
Yeah.
I love the banjo. I've got so much yet left to learn, but I believe that I play it the way that I play my guitar. I don't play like clawhammer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not there. Not that practiced yet. But, you know,
that's the one.
Always got things to work up to, so that's just one of them.
Nope, clear. Yep, awesome. Doing some technical things going on here behind the scenes.
Hey.
If you're watching the live stream right now, you can definitely get a peek into the things that go on at a radio station, at a radio studio. If you're interested in checking that out, you can go to Facebook and look up Live Music Showcase. If you're not already a follower, go ahead and give us a follow. You can always see the live streams on here when they happen, as well as general content, new musician announcements, and some other fun stuff as well. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. Okay. So clawhammer is a style of banjo playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the listeners that don't know. She has a banjo here as well. I think you're going to be playing that a little bit too. I'm really excited about that. I love a good banjo. But what made you gravitate towards the instruments that you chose? How long have you been playing?
I've been playing guitar since I was 14. So like 16 years.
Wow. Nice.
And yeah, it's all self-taught. I was inspired because where I grew up down the street, there were these guys that everybody thought they were so cool, and they were very cool guys, and they were in a band, and I was just like, man, I want to be cool like that. And then we all befriended each other, and I was just so taken by the magic that they produced. And then one of the members bought me a guitar for my birthday.
Wow.
And then yeah, it's all downhill from there.
So. Why did they buy you a guitar for your birthday?
Well, we were dating.
Okay. I was going to say that's a big.
No, yeah.
That's a commitment. We were all good.
We was a good friend group. So I'm sure they saw my interest.
Sure.
And just wanted to help me to propel me into it. So.
And propel you, it did.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah.
That's amazing. So when you got the guitar, were you immediately thinking, this is the style that I'm going to play, this finger-picking style? Or do you find yourself to be more eclectic as a player?
I think I started playing with a pick. And I really don't recall exactly when I stopped.
Are you a straight finger-picker now?
I never play with a pick.
Never with a pick
anymore? I've tried.
I have.
I'm post-pick. But just like I was saying in the banjo, there's still so much with guitar that I have yet to learn, just with more like scale work and
sure.
like soloing and that kind of thing. So I think if that's what I would like to excel or just become more proficient in, then I think I really need to start practicing with a pick.
Absolutely. So we'll talk about this a little bit more in a little while. I would love to learn about your influences and the music that you listen to learn how to write the way that you do. But before that, I'd love to hear another song.
Okay. This one is the most recent song I've written.
A brand new one?
Yeah. Okay. It's on my Instagram page.
Wonderful.
But I don't think I've really played it out for anyone yet. So here we go.
Go for it. Yeah. Okay. I love it.
I can't remember the words here.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. Noam Partley on Live Music Showcase 88.5 WMNF. So I'd love to learn a little bit more about you as an artist, and specifically I want to know, what was the music that you listened to and that you grew up listening to that inspires the way that you write?
Well, I don't know. So growing up, I listened to a lot of like R&B. It was just straight up Destiny's Child and Usher all day long.
Who didn't?
Yeah. Well, so when I started playing guitar, I guess I was really into Christian music. I grew up Christian, so that's
sure.
Well, back when that was in my heart. That's the music that I started playing, and then I don't really know. I kind of just meeting new people and new influences and exploring music from like the eyes of the people that were in my community at the time. Like those my friends group that I mentioned before. They were all like playing like Metallica, and
yeah,
they were in that scene. So that's kind of how that's I guess where I started that kind of. Just like rhythmically, like, but
sure.
With an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. Because I hear that percussion.
Yeah.
In your playing style.
So, I don't know. As time went by, I was in college. I went to college for music for a couple of years.
Ah. Okay.
But then it didn't really. I mean, it didn't last. That's where I learned a lot of any of the jazz that you might hear.
Because I'm hearing. A little bit more than just self-taught in terms of chords and your choices, your movements from key to key and that stuff.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So the first time I ever had a music lesson was my freshman year of college.
Sure.
And then, so I took classical, and then,
classical for guitar?
Yeah, classical guitar, and then there's a lot of jazz courses too.
Okay.
And I've forgotten most of the theory, but that definitely, just those... just how to use your fingers and I don't know, in more complex ways than what I was ever really used to.
Like to articulate the chords in a more complex way than you might have done before.
Introducing vibrato and just all of these more meticulous ideas. So that was a pretty formative time.
So speaking of formative times, so you touched on something very quickly that I just heard.
What did I say?
You said you grew up on Christian music because that was in my heart at the time.
Yeah. So I'm not a Christian anymore.
Okay.
I have no religious affiliation per se.
But so you grew up that way.
I did grow up that
way. Is your family very devout?
Yeah. Pretty much everybody but me and my little sister.
Okay.
We're kind of... Like everybody, like, is praying for salvation at like the holiday dinners.
Yeah,
they know we're fine. Though. I mean, we
there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, of course, absolutely.
We're very open about it. We talk a lot about it.
Is there? So this is somewhat of a reoccurring theme on this show sometimes, because you know, so many musicians, they grow up in a religious background. They grow up with a religious, some of them very strict upbringing, and then they tend to, you know, branch off from mm-hmm. that as they get older. And it's kind of what you just said too, you know, it's an experience-based thing. You know, the more you experience in the world, sometimes the more you find yourself on a different path mm-hmm. than that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I always find it really interesting because whenever musicians have come from that background, often it inspires their music in one way or another, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
the experience of being in that environment and also the experience of leaving that environment,
because
mm-hmm. It's not always the most peaceful thing, you know. There's often a lot of turmoil in families mm-hmm. because of that. Did you experience that?
Not really. I mean, there's been moments of tension, especially with my older sister, because she was a pastor for a time. So with my older sister, she probably pushes us with the most pressure about it. But my mom doesn't.
No,
my mom's pretty open to she's just very like, treat others as you want to be treated for the most part. My dad would like to push us more, I can tell, but And I guess he lives in Oklahoma. I don't really see him a lot. So when we talk, we're not talking about that. He tries to keep it light. So
sure, avoiding the heavier subjects in favor of
it's the Christmases when we're all stuck together at the table. And we're like, you know what? I've been dying to say this to you all year.
Oh, no. Like, after a drink or two, perhaps.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit of liquid courage never hurt. So let's talk politics.
Exactly.
That's what happens at those family dinners and all that. Absolutely.
Stressed me out just to think of it.
Oh, man. I'm sure you and plenty of other listeners can relate to that for sure.
Oh, for sure.
We have Mark Perfetti in the engineering room, making sure we sound amazing. He's working extra hard today.
Thanks,
Mark. The technical problems. There's always cables and things like that that do what they want to do. And we have Henry. I believe Henry's in the Studio One board opping for us. Thank you, Henry, for making sure we get out on the air. So I'd love to hear another song if we could.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do a little more of an upbeat one.
Okay. You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5. Partly on Live Music Showcase 88.5. That is such a cool, that's such a cool song.
Oh, right on.
That's really neat. That's really cool.
Oh.
Good catch. Yeah,
thank you, thank you.
The banjo is trying to go do its own thing.
Honestly.
Yeah. Oh, one sec. Here we go. We got to flip this guy around so that it's sitting on there the right way. There we go.
It's always the problem,
did you hear child. Did you hear that little preview of the banjo there? The little bing, the little chime there. That was nice. I like that. So you're playing Gasparilla Music Festival tomorrow.
Yeah, with my trio.
Yeah, with a full band. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Songs like that last one in particular, I can hear it. I can feel it.
Yeah, we're going to do that one.
I can feel the shuffle of the drums. And so how did you get on the bill there? How did you do that?
Okay,
for any aspiring musicians that might aspire to inspiring.
Precisely. No,
whoever
precisely
wants to be on the bill, yeah.
Okay, so it was, it just happened because I met this lovely young woman named Natalie Debregola, who plays the drums. She's a phenomenal drummer.
Tara.
Yeah, and precisely, who they are also playing, yeah. Gasparilla. So mm-hmm. I met her at an open mic at Black Rocco Coffee. And then she gave me her information, and then that was before I met my guys who play in the trio with me. And I needed some people to fill some sound for a gig I was trying to do at the Orpheum. And she said that she would do it. And then from there, she invited me to play with her at this place called Shuffle.
Yep.
And
Tampa
then,
Heights.
Uh-huh. And then Phil, I can't remember Phil's last name.
Benito.
Precisely,
I
yes.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm. He invited me to play a couple more gigs for his booking agency. And that's the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Phil is one of the people that works behind the scenes for Gasparilla Music Fest.
Such a nice guy.
Such an incredibly nice guy. Yeah. And honestly, one of a great example of a Tampa person who not only loves music and loves local music, but really works hard to give a platform to the local artists.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. he's a big reason why a lot of the artists on the bill for Gasparilla Music Fest are local. They're people from here that, you know, some of them are even, you know, born here, homegrown. Some
and
of them
people
are people
you can see playing out, I mean, weekly.
All the time.
Speakeasies, oh, they're so great. Can't wait to see them again. Yeah.
Speakeasy, yeah.
Yeah.
Great band, yeah. So when it comes to your goals, what do you want to do with your music? Where do you want to go with it?
So at the moment, I am currently, well, I'm beginning my process to studying to be accepted into the music program at UCF.
Okay.
And then from there, I'll go to FSU in Tallahassee to pursue music therapy.
Music therapy?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do with that?
I'm really not sure. I thought, and initially I'm thinking that I would work with people in hospice, but there's really, the more I'm learning about it, there's honestly almost no end to where it can be applied.
Really?
Oh yeah, with, I mean, people of all ages, I mean, ailments of every kind, mental, physical. I mean, not even necessarily an ailment, just doing help to encourage people to open up in general, just in more social settings. It's a really growing field, and there's still a lot of science to be experimented and worked with, tried in with new applications and different maybe different venues that we haven't even thought of yet. It's a super growing field. So who knows what I'll end up with it.
So your mind with that was music and helping people.
Exactly.
And like, so with you want to play music, but you want to also use that to
I do.
Make
I want
the world
to
a better place.
Have it to be a little bit more of a contribution. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I only say that really, I think, or I've come to that conclusion comfortably now because I've gotten to the point where I believe I'll be playing like gigs and things, you know, my whole life. Like that's a way that I've realized is how I really enjoy connecting with whatever community I'm in. It's a really, music is such a great way just to get to know the community and to build ties.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I hope to just be doing that forever, wherever I live.
So you're a lifer.
This is like it. Like, I can't, I'm not a typer. Like, yeah. I am not good at math. There's not.
Most artistic people find themselves in a deficit of the math skills, for sure.
I know. I don't think
myself included.
Else.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I got the trusty calculator on my side at all times, unless like the fall of society happens, and then if there's no technology, then we have to learn math.
Well, musicians, yeah. If we can count to four, usually we're okay.
Maybe six.
Maybe six on occasion. Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get real crazy, maybe 9 or 12.
Oh,
but,
man.
Not on a weekday. Nope, not on a weekday. That's right. Yeah, so I would absolutely love to hear another song from you.
How much time do we
have? We're about halfway through.
Okay, cool.
There's a clock over there on the wall if you can see it, but we're about halfway through.
Okay, sweet.
A little bit over halfway through. And speaking of Gasparilla Music Fest, by the way, yours truly is actually going to be at Gasparilla Music Fest tomorrow doing interviews with bands, and WMNF is actually going to have a presence there tomorrow doing a live broadcast of some of the bands. So if you're one of those people that doesn't have the ability to get out to the show, you had to work, you had to do your own thing, and you couldn't be out there live, tune into WMNF tomorrow during the day, and you'll get to hear some of the action in a live broadcast. So she's setting up and getting herself in position right now with the banjo. You can see all the action that's happening here in the studio. It's wild and crazy here in the studio.
It's pretty crazy.
On the live stream at Facebook, the Live Music Showcase Facebook page is live streaming right now. And go on there, give us a follow and tune in. Let us know how you're enjoying the show. Let us know what you think about her voice, her talent. You know, judgments galore, by all means.
I'll take all the criticism. I love criticism.
I have a feeling we're going to get mostly positive feedback just because you're...
If anybody wants to say what's really on their mind,
yeah.
Please do as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, go ahead and take it away. This is Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF.
What is covetous?
Listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF. That your chord choices again. I'm just, it's so cool. I love it.
Thank you.
I think it's really neat.
I know.
Especially hearing that kind of you don't always expect to hear that kind of beauty in terms of your chord choices in banjo. Banjo is usually, you know, it's very fast and it's very complex, but the chords are usually pretty straight up. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Tell me about that song. What's that song about?
Okay, well, so I guess the song is about just like, I guess I wrote it after my partner and I, who had, I moved here with to Florida, a while after we had settled in. And I guess it's just about feeling how much I learned while we were traveling together, because we traveled quite a bit together before we arrived here. We woofed for a while, and that's like WWOOF, the Worldwide Organization for Organic Farming.
Yeah.
That was the first time I'd ever like I guess that's kind of when I was beginning to really fall in love with folk music, and that's when I discovered a whole different way of singing. I was like, not going to college anymore, so I wasn't singing classically. So I felt that there are, of all of these like life lessons that I was learning and things about myself that I was learning, I just was also beginning to realize that the more I learn, the more questions I'm just going to have.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But that there are things in life that you can draw comfort from always.
Like what? What do you draw comfort from?
I guess the people around me. Just like to recognize inside of yourself, like the more that you recognize in yourself, you can recognize that in other people.
Okay.
So I guess just to like in trusting yourself and trusting your own intuition, and the lessons that you take to heart are the same lessons that others are taking to heart, and once you really can recognize them in yourself, you start to recognize them out in the world.
You start to recognize other people that are accepting similar truths in their life as well, and you find yourself gravitating towards those kinds of people.
Yeah, and it helps to just make experiences more rich. The more that you can make connections with yourself and the outside world as well.
Connections with yourself and the outside world as well. Do you find that that music is the thing that helps you connect with the world around you more than anything else, or just in general? Because as a writer myself, I like when I write music. You know, I've always been something of like a, you know, felt like something of an outcast and things like that. So when I write music and when I perform music, it's one of the ways that I feel like I can really connect with the rest of the human race.
Sure.
On a level that I feel more comfortable on, you know?
I don't really... Well, no, I mean, I completely identify with that.
Sure.
But honestly, the older I'm getting, I'm starting to see that the especially when it's when it comes to writing songs, that I'm writing them to help myself, like, tell myself the truth about something, or, like, if there's a feeling that I know is that I know that I recognize inside myself, you know, like whenever you say something, then you make it real. So it's,
sure.
it's similar to that. So it's becoming less about trying to say something to connect with other people. I'm just speaking musically. It's becoming less about making trying to connect with others with music. It's becoming more about just trying to. Give it just it's becoming more about the outlet of it,
like more personal and a way for it, you to
it
express.
It's just so personal.
Yeah.
But to write something and then to have someone say, I heard your words, I heard your chord choices, and they really resonated with me, and I feel that way too.
Yeah.
And that is just
that's the payoff.
That's exactly.
That's what you do it for.
Exactly. Which is why, like, I don't know, like playing the gigs, yeah, I love it. I love to play gigs, and I'll do that forever. But that's another thing too, is why I'd like to pursue music therapy, is to have something, have more of to have a kind of stability there with music, so that I have the room to go out and play and not necessarily have to play for money, you know.
Sure. So for you as an artist and as a writer, the self-expression of it, and maybe that, and tell me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like when you're going through something, when you've been through something, one of the ways that you're able to process that is writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then taking that thing that you wrote and performing it, and then the ultimate kind of like conclusion of that mm-hmm. is when someone else hears it and feels and is going through something similar,
mm-hmm.
and you get to find out that actually had a positive effect on them.
Oh yeah. It's like super cathartic. It's
that's why you do it.
A kind of like realism that I don't experience any other way.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. For sure.
What's a song that you have that has had that kind of effect on the people that have heard it? Do you have one in particular that you kind of keeps coming back to you?
I do.
About that? Yeah.
And I was, as we were talking before we got on the air,
sure.
I listened to the album last night.
Your music that's on Spotify, uh-huh. all of the streaming services, streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this song, I don't play it very much. I guess I don't play it much because I feel that it's kind of a slower song, and I'm usually playing in more sort of an upbeat.
But you can do that here. We're all about, we're fine with slower songs.
Okay.
Hopefully people at home are or in their car or just having that afternoon lull, and they get to have something that calms them down a little bit. So I'm fine with that. Go for it.
Okay, good. Yeah, please. This if you're driving, I
yeah.
hope that this helps to ease some of the stresses.
Put off the gas a little bit.
Okay, this is called It Changes.
You're listening.
It's all just a silly bird and its own turn. I can hardly bring myself to not think of it. I go out to see a show or someone I know. Without words, is it? good. You notice this more than you should. Exhausting. The sunniest of days are the ones that make me want to rest. And I could have sworn that I loved you so deeply. But time has this thing, this thing.
Listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We're live in studio with Gasparilla Music Fest artist Known Partly. Thank you so much for being here today.
It's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
I really am.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah,
really. What time are you playing tomorrow? You're playing on Saturday at Gasparilla Music Festival. What time are you playing so people can check you out?
2:45 on the Furman Amphitheater stage. I'm not exactly sure where that is, but if you'd like to, there's an app. There's a Gasparilla Music Festival app that you can download for free, and it'll show you exactly where the stages are, and there's a cool, there's a very convenient schedule there, too. I've been using it, and it's really helpful. So
that's perfect, yeah. If you're at Gasparilla Music Fest tomorrow, you can definitely find WMNF there as well. We're going to be there set up. We're going to be doing a little bit of outreach. I'm going to be there doing interviews, running around like a crazy person. If you see me running around without a shirt on, falling all over myself, covered in dirt, that's pretty much, you know, that's par for the course. That's probably good. That's probably a good sign that things are going well. Yeah. Yes, it's a sight to be seen for sure. So we have, I think if we have one more time for maybe one more song.
I think so.
Can we do that?
I
love it.
We can do a quick one.
We're going to do a banjo song, I think. Yeah, let's check that real quick. Go ahead and make sure the volumes and everything are dialed in and turned on and everything like that. Let's double check to make sure that thing's coming through. No?
I can do guitar instead. It really is. It's me. It's not the banjo's fault. It's me. I just need to learn how to take better care of it, maybe.
No? Well, can we use the, can we go ahead and just use the mic there? Okay. I'm pretty hot, too, just now. Hey. hey, hey. There we go. Beautiful. All right. So before she takes us out here, once again, this is Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We do the show here every Friday at 2 p.m. After our show, we have the Rhythm Revival with Reverend Billy. He's phenomenal. Their show is fantastic. I use those adjectives a lot, but the reality is one of my personal favorite shows on the air here at WMNF is the Rhythm Revival, just because not only are you hearing some of the best music that's come out over several decades, over the past several decades, you're also hearing about the origins of those songs or stories that are associated to those songs. They dig into the meat of where that music comes from, and you're going to enjoy it, you're going to learn from it, and you're going to love it. So if you're listening right now, go ahead and stick around and give them a listen. You're not going to be disappointed. Without further ado, I don't want to hold you up anymore. Once again, Known Partly, everybody, please go and check her out at Gasparilla Music Fest tomorrow. You can check her out on all the normal streaming platforms as well. And your social media, where's a good place that they can find your social media?
I use Instagram.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm addicted to Instagram, so Instagram is great. Facebook's great. That's too.
NONPARTLY.
Precisely.
Yeah, that's good. SEO. I like it.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. We'd love to have you back with a full band, too, we're able to do that, for sure.
That'd be sick,
yeah. All right, go ahead.
When it then changes everyone.